Welcome to Successful Soccer, the podcast of ideas, tips, and discussion on becoming and staying successful in soccer. Hello, this is episode number 8, Receiving. I'm your host, Jeffrey Pomeranka, assistant soccer coach at Washington University in St. Louis. The website is successfulsoccer.com. Before we get started with the podcast, I want to say thanks to, Goal OFC for the review. I enjoy the kind words that you had, but the constructive criticism is what I truly appreciate. I hope that someday I will learn to relax a little bit and maybe not meander so slowly to the point. Well, let's see how I do today. As I said, today's topic is receiving, and it is something that I believe doesn't get enough attention. A lot of players and coaches think that focusing on pure receiving is boring and often want to move on to more exciting topics and drills. And personally, I think this is a mistake. Receiving is a cornerstone to being successful in soccer. I mean, imagine a basketball team that is great at dribbling, shooting, playing defense, and passing, but cannot catch a single ball. I doubt that they'd be very successful. In soccer, I see receiving a ball as having two major pieces. First is position. Now, I'm not necessarily referring to a position that allows a teammate to pass you the ball or being open. That's a different topic that I touched on a little in episode 6 where I talk about space. The positioning I think of relative to receiving is the position of a player's body relative to the field. So, for example, a player on the sideline should try and receive a ball with his or her back to the sideline so the entire field is open and in their view. Imagine if that same player is facing a goal line when they receive the ball, then the entire field that's behind them, behind him or her, is out of view, and therefore they can't see what's going on. And believe me, seeing the entire field is very helpful. A player also has to take all the other players on the field into consideration and position his or her body in a way that'll either protect the ball from the opposition or open them up so that they can make a quick pass to their own teammates. But before we get into all that, I want to go into the importance of a great first touch. As I mentioned earlier, imagine that basketball player that dropped every ball that was passed to him. Well, the same thing goes for a soccer player receiving a pass. If a pass can't be controlled, then turnovers happen and your team loses control of the ball. Now, before you ever get your first touch on the ball, you should know what part of your body will receive the ball and what you're going to do with it. So, just as I like to have keepers watch crosses without the stress of actually having to catch them, I think it's a great idea to have field players, especially people who haven't been playing for a long time, watch balls served in at different heights and different trajectories and such so they can get a feel for how the ball moves, how it's going to land, where it's going to go. In receiving, it's key to know early where the ball is going to land so you know what part of your body will be used to receive the ball. This type of practice also provides players with an opportunity to take a quick look at the field while the ball is still in flight so that they can decide what they're going to do with the ball before it actually gets to them. And being proactive and thinking a step or two ahead is so much better than being reactive and trying to figure out what to do with the ball once you actually have it in your possession. Now, when I was growing up, we were taught to trap the ball, but you'll notice today's subject isn't trapping, it's receiving. And this is because trapping the ball implies that the ball is going to stop dead at your feet. And you really want to have the ball stop dead at your feet. It kind of makes you a sitting duck. Now, the speed and the trajectory of an approaching ball will tell you how firm or how soft your first touch needs to be. There's no real magic formula for this. It just takes practice. You've got to get out there and put touches on the ball and have balls hit at you at different heights and different speeds. However, a ball that's coming in hard and fast needs to have the energy taken away from it. So think of a cushion. I'm sure most players have heard this, cushion the ball, and most coaches have said it or something like that. But how often do you focus a practice or even just one drill on simply cushioning the ball? Remember, it's not going to happen. You won't improve if you don't practice. So as often as you can, make time to practice cushioning the ball. Now, for those of you who don't really know what I'm talking about, and for those of you who would just like a little refresher on cushioning the ball, it's rather simple. Let's say the ball is coming in hard on the ground and you're going to receive it with the inside of your foot. Nice basic fundamentals. First thing you need to do is move your foot towards the ball so you have a longer distance to use to take the speed off the ball. Now, just as the ball makes contact with your foot, you want to move your foot in the same direction the ball is going to slow the ball down. So basically pulling your foot back. And as you do this, you're going to take the speed and the power off the ball. Now, if this doesn't make a whole lot of sense, just the next time you go to a family picnic or something, watch an egg throwing contest. The person catching the egg will have his hands way out in front of him and then bring him down and back with the egg as he catches it. However, as I mentioned earlier, in soccer we rarely want to stop the ball dead. So it takes practice to put just the correct amount of touch on the ball so it doesn't bounce away too far or stop dead at your feet or get caught underneath your feet. You don't want to end up like either giving the ball up or stopping the ball dead. When receiving a ball, it's often just a small little move of a yard to the left or to the right that's enough to get past that defender who's rushing down on you or open up a passing lane to be able to pass the ball around a defender. Now remember, when you're practicing receiving balls, to make sure there's a time where you add oncoming defenders so you can work on moving the ball the first time with your first touch to get around the defenders. Now, as always, there are a whole lot of things that go into the fundamentals of soccer, and I can't stress it enough that that's why it's so important to practice these basics or these fundamentals so that you can do them without having to think about them. We want to save our brain power for figuring out what is happening on the field and not have to use it for thinking about the fundamentals and how to cushion the ball. But now let's get back to a player's position relative to the rest of the field. Now this is just as important as putting a good first touch on the ball. After all, a player who has good ball control but always ends up facing the wrong direction and missing, opportunities does a team little good. As I typically always do, I'm going to use an example to try and clarify my point. Now everyone has probably played keep away in a small box, 10 by 10 yards, 3-on-1, 3-on-2, that kind of thing. Now imagine that you're on the outside, you're trying to keep away from the people in the middle, and your teammate with the ball is on your right and in one corner of the box, while you're down the side on that player's left in another corner. When the ball is played to you, you want to be able to keep as much of the field, the 10 by 10 square, whatever you're playing in view as possible. So as long as it's safe to do so, I'm assuming there's no defender around you, when the ball is played to you from your right, you want to let the ball pass in front of you and use your left foot to receive the ball. What this is going to do is it'll keep you open to see as much of the field as possible. Imagine if the ball is played a little bit behind you and you have to turn to your right or clockwise to receive the ball with your right foot. Well, you've just turned away from the playing field, the little 10 by 10 box, and cut off a large portion of your playing field. However, if instead of turning, you simply step backwards so that you can keep the ball in front of you, you'll keep the ball and the entire field in front of you. In my opinion, a much better choice. You'll end up being much more successful if you can see what's going on. Well, that's it for today. I have to apologize about my voice. I've been fighting a cold and my voice decided to leave me a couple days ago. Couldn't really speak. So had to put off doing this podcast. I also want to say thanks to Dean for finding my mistake in the space podcast. If you want to know what the mistake was, check out the comments at successfulsoccer.com and see if you agree with Dean. You're also going to notice that I have a different closing song today. I'm still using the Freakno by my brother-in-law, Jeff Woolsey, as my opening theme, but I decided to feature music from Magnatune.com in the closing just I don't know, for fun, spice it up a little bit. This specific song is by Chris Jorgensen. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And I chose it simply because I like the title. It's called Bug Lips. So you can find this song and others and all different types of music at magnatune.com. Just to let you know, they're not sponsoring this podcast in any way. I just happen to like Magnatune before finding new music, and they allow podcasters to use their music in a podcast without having to pay any royalty fees. So I'll put a link to Magnatune in the show notes and maybe feature different songs as we go along. Well, I think that's all my voice can handle for today, so thanks for listening. Be sure to send your feedback to feedback@successfulsoccer.com.